When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
And for a look back on today's match,
you're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome on into the Kia Studios. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. It is the Full Time Report breaking down Atlanta United as they fall to Columbus Crew 2-0 before a lengthy World Cup break. And look, it didn't start out great. It, in theory, got a little bit better, but the score line didn't change, Maddie. But certainly a frustrating performance all in all. And once you go down 2-0 there, right at the end of first half stoppage time, it was always going to be a tough road back for Atlanta United in that second half. But ultimately, what did you see as the team heads into this lengthy break during the World Cup?
I think I agree with Jason. I think especially after the way things ended in the first, you wanted to see the response. You wanted to see how this team would bounce. And it was something that we didn't see against Orlando. And it was something I was curious to see how it would shape out. And I thought the team did respond. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, you were the better team for about 35 minutes of that second 45. And you didn't make Columbus pay. You didn't. You didn't find the moment. Columbus, when they were the better team, they were able to find the goals. They were able to put it away. Atlanta didn't. And unfortunately, that's how it's been for a lot of these matches the beginning part of the season. Atlanta's been the better team, have had the moments, but they couldn't find the goals to get the result. And that has to change going into this next break.
Yeah, it absolutely has been the exact same problem for Atlanta United as this performance slash result thing doesn't line up. I do think, and I do agree with you in regards to the fight shown by Atlanta United in the second half. That certainly is something we did not see. U.S. Open Cup action against Orlando, it just wasn't there. I know they ended up getting a goal late, but I think we all knew at that point that the fight wasn't there. I also do want to, I know this is going to sound like we're just saying this to be nice, I do want to commend them in regards to, it would have been easy not to fight. And I mean that because of the upcoming break, and we talked about this a little bit. You've got to stay focused on the present match and not look ahead to those players who are going to the World Cup or look ahead to any players who are expecting a lengthy break or players who may have a possible transfer on their minds. They did do what they could in the second half and made this a little bit closer to an even fight. But ultimately, like you mentioned, the goals are where it counts, and you'll see the stats not too crazy one-sided or the other. This look at the stats here. Columbus had 56% possession to Atlanta's 44%. Shots actually favored Atlanta United 14-11. Shots on goal, 4-2 for Columbus. Of course, you heard Mike throughout the broadcast. A lot of blocked shots there for Columbus. The problem is the XG. Columbus with 2.4 on two goals scored. The XG for Atlanta United, 1.4 on no goals scored. And so you are creating a couple of chances there, Maddie, but ultimately not able to get the job done, not able to find a way to get back in and make this a relatively competitive match. And it's frustrating because this is kind of been what the season has been for the most part, but Jason was right, and you and I were talking off air. You've played, I think by my count, 14 matches now. There are 20 matches remaining for Atlanta United, and I think that is something to remind our listeners of. And we're all hoping it's not as frustrating as these first 14, right? There's certainly a chance of that, but with a transfer window, with some time to practice and get some more advancements into what Tata wants to do, there's also a chance that the next 20 matches go better than these first 14. And so we're not even close to the halfway point here. We've still got plenty of season left, although it's certainly going to become after a lengthy break. So I'm not tossing the towel in on this season just yet.
I'm not either, because listen, I mean, like we all said, there's 20 matches still. There's 20 matches in this season still. And it's one where, yes, there are 60 points up for grabs in those 20 matches. You have to win at least half of them. You have to pick up points now. And especially now when you look ahead to the summer, when you look ahead to the transfer window opening up, we already know from what Chris Henderson has talked about that we are going to see some new faces and that they are going to be very active in that market. And that's what it's going to be. So who's to say when we come back, we're looking at something completely different. And you hope that's the case, because especially from what we've seen. Now, listen, when we talk about these first 14 matches, there were a lot of really good performances from this side. There were. But it's what we talk about all the time. You have these good performances. You have those good moments in matches. You have to capitalize when you do have those good moments. Because if you don't capitalize, you're going to have a moment where Columbus is going to be the better team and they're going to find a way to capitalize. And then you now got to trail and get back into the game. And that has been where the issue is. You got to start seeing when you are the better team, when you are playing positively, when you are connecting those passes, when you are finding the groove in the attack, you have to find a way to find the back of the net. You have to find a way to capitalize.
So Atlanta United falls 2-0 to the Columbus Crew. Before we wrap up our opening segment here, and there's plenty of analysis still to come here, Maddie, a man of the match here for Atlanta United.
I think Elias Baez had a really good game today. I thought he played really well. Echo Jason. I thought
especially in the second half.
I thought he had one of his best matches. And I mean, it's just, I think I loved his energy. I loved his hustle. I mean, defensively outstanding. He was really solid. But also, I mean, him getting involved in the attack too, finding a lot of those moments and just being all over the place too. Elias Baez is my man of the match.
All right, that is his first man of the match of the season. Thomas Akobe with 3 still leads the season-long standings. Alexi Maranchuk and Jay Fortune the only with 2. And then there's a bunch of guys there who have won it one time. And just a quick note, if the accounting is correct, Thomas Akobe is going to miss the return match Nashville due to yellow card accumulation. We will certainly double check that when we have the Five Stripes countdown in 2 months' time. All right, when we come back, we'll take a listen back to the highlights, talk about the breakdowns that led to the Columbus goals, and talk about some of the misfortunes for Atlanta United trying to find a goal as well. She is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I'm Abe Gordon. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Mind the game.
Report.
Full time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in to the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz in the Kia Studios here in Midtown Atlanta. Atlanta United going to be traveling back here for a lengthy break during the World Cup. But they do fall in this one 2-0 to Columbus Crew. Let's take a listen back to the highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262. To sign up today. Things got going in the first half for Columbus. A couple of mistakes that we're going to break down in just a moment led to this opening goal in the 24th minute.
Action at the goal to our right in the 24th minute. Saba has his right arm in the air. Heaps right arm and drops it. He will set it to the front post, and it's blocked away easily by Gomez. Saba tried to win it back in the central channel, but it's tackled ahead by Bangora. Here's a 4-on-1 for Columbus. Rossi coming straight down the middle. Ahead to Farsi. Oyo's off his line, and they slam dunk it in. On the back post with Bangora, and it's 1-0 Columbus.
So that's how the scoring opened for Columbus, and then just before halftime, and we're talking about stoppage time of the first half against the run of play, another counter. Diego Rossi finds it at his foot and finds some space on the side netting.
Gomez dropping back now to function as a center back in this sequence as he gives it to Moreira. He'll pitch over the top for Farsi, who I think is onside. Coming down the far touchline, puts a cross in. Rossi shoots and scores! Golasso! Unlike the first Columbus goal, this one comes against the run of play, and Atlanta United will trail at least by 2 going into halftime.
Now let's start on that second goal, Maddie, and then we'll work our way back to the first goal. Obviously, as Mike said, against the run of play, and certainly in hindsight, you defend it differently because it was a goal, but it didn't have too much of a problem in the moment with what took place there. You did get stretched a little bit. Part of your attack was caught up the field, and once they counter, now you're scrambling a little bit, and that scramble led to an opportunity. But all in all, just a really good strike from Rossi, who's able to find side netting and get it past Lucas Oyos. Very quick touch and shot, too. Maybe surprised Oyos a little bit as well.
Yeah, first he able to pick out Rossi. I mean, it's why Diego Rossi, I mean, is that focal point. One thing is so interesting about his play, and Jason touched on it, is that he doesn't sit like a normal striker. He kind of drops a little bit, and it creates a little bit of that confusion, especially for opponents, because you don't know where the focal point of the attack is. And because they have so many players, Gazdag, you have Arston, you have Rossi, and now you get Rossi able to get in, and the finish, I mean, it's brilliant. It's a great turn, and it's just a clinical finish. And yeah, you get caught in that situation. You know, you're trying to play up, you get caught in that moment, and they're able to turn and capitalize.
Now let's go back to the first one, because we have a lot more to break down in regards to the game's opening goal there in the 24th minute. Bangura on assist from Farsi and Rossi. This starts with, and I'm just going to set it up, and then I'll let you go here, Maddie. This starts with a free kick that is simply not good enough from Saba. It is followed up by an attempted tackle that is also not good enough from Saba. And then Moyamba tries to come over. He gets beat. It's now 4-on-1. And from that point, there's not much anyone can do. A 4-on-1 should always be scored. End of story. And in this moment, it was. But the mistakes were made further up the field, starting with the free kick.
It's what Jason and Mike touched on after it happened. And it very similar fashion was the way Columbus was able to get one of the goals in the last match in April. Is you didn't make that tactical foul to slow down the play. And you know what? It's one of those, we talk about all the time when me and Jason call games, you know, we call it a professional foul because, yeah, sometimes you do got to eat a yellow card in that situation because you're either looking at, oh, okay, they might score, or, hey, I can eat this yellow and I'm allowing my team to get numbers back and be able to defend a little bit better. You just got to take the gamble with that, and especially in that situation against a team like Columbus where you have a whole bunch of players who can get into the attack like that and finish, yeah, you're doing that. And I think, for me, it all stems from the free kick. Free kick happens in a really good position. Asaba's sending it in. It's not the best free kick, but then it's everything afterwards, too. It's, you know, especially with Columbus getting onto it, there was no decision to bring down the attacker there to slow down that play there. It's a battle for it. They're able to connect. Tristan, it's unfortunately, it's a gamble there, too. He's trying to clear it. But also, we were looking back at the replay. I believe an attacker for Columbus actually got a touch onto it before Moyamba could even, like, I think, get there. But still, it all leads down to just something Tata's talked about. One mistake, it's going to happen. But it's the collapse that follows that's unacceptable. And that's that entire sequence. And we've seen that so many times this season. And that has to be better. You cannot give up a 4v1 on an attacking set piece like that.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. It all starts with that free kick. It's coming from essentially a little bit extended from the corner of the 18. Saba has to get that ball into the air. It can't be cleared by the first man in there at the top of the box, by the way. It wasn't deep enough towards the goal. You weren't going to do anything with it anyways. And then also it was too low. And then Saba's attempted prevention of the counter. A little unlucky that the ball ricochets to the same man, but you've got to, and I agree with you, you've got to go in and devote yourself to breaking it up, essentially any means necessary within the laws of the sport, and that means taking the yellow card if a yellow card is given. I think there is a way to foul there without being given a yellow card, but if you do foul there
With Penso, that's probably not the case.
But you have to take it at that point. More frustrated with Saba. I think Moyamba's kind of left in no man's land. I think he thought he could get to the ball, and it just got touched off of him. I think, if anything, he actually probably did come close to fouling that man, but the ball was gone. And because it wasn't the man that had the ball that Moyamba kind of took out that was the fourth man in the four man. I think Arfson came around the edge. Boy, he was sprinting down that left sideline. Didn't matter. The ball didn't go to him, but was a bank order.
No, it's one where you have to eat in that situation. And it would have been a yellow no matter what, because you're stopping a goal-scoring opportunity.
Yeah.
You're stopping a goal-scoring opportunity. It would have been a yellow.
Yeah.
No matter what. It would have been. And you eat that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is, even if it doesn't matter. You have to commit that because, again, with what we know about Columbus and their attack, you cannot give them the space. You especially cannot give them a 4v1 down into the attacking half. You can't do that. That is something that has to stop. Like, that can't happen at all. You cannot allow for that to happen, especially on your attacking set piece. You just can't. You can't. That has to change.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But again, they'll be able to address that over a lengthy 2-month break during the World Cup. All right, when we come back, we'll continue some analysis here, talk about some of the changes we might see. Also hope to get some audio there from the stadium up in Columbus. We'll see exactly where this next segment takes us. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Back with more Full Time Report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in to the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. Atlanta United heads into their break with a 2-0 defeat to the Columbus Crew. And so they will return to action just about 2 months from now, almost to the day. July 17th is their next match. It's going to be on the road at Nashville. And looked it up, the transfer window opens July 13th, if the AI overview on Google is correct, which sometimes it is not. But That means there's not a ton of time between the transfer window opening and the return to action for Atlanta United. So, again, I think it's open until early September. So, there is expected to be moves made. It's a matter of roster management, right? You have to exit players before you can enter others. And so, we'll take a look at how that comes to be. But there's definitely chance, if not immediately upon return, but certainly shortly after return to play in MLS, this is a slightly different unit for Atlanta United. And a couple players going to be heading out to the World Cup for their respective countries, and we'll see if they can impress. And potentially that could lead to an offer or a transfer. Potentially it could lead to a good show of form when they come back for Atlanta United. But the one thing I can say with almost certainty is that there will be some changes here, Maddie. So, again, 14 matches played. They have not been the best 14 matches in Atlanta United franchise history, but still 20 remain, and that is a chance to turn the season around. And we've seen this team at times when the season looks lost get hot for a variety of reasons and find their way into the playoffs and even make some noise in the playoffs at times too. They obviously didn't win a cup though a couple of seasons ago when they eliminated Miami. They lost to the eventual champions there, but we have seen this team get hot for a stretch, and potentially that's all they need. The question is having to do it with this current group of players. So looks like Tata Martino is in there on the post-game press conference. Let's hear what he has to say ahead of a lengthy break for MLS.
Kept the ball. Yeah. Atlanta couldn't get it. What was going wrong in that moment, in your opinion?
Creo que fuimos muy pasivos. Nos faltó mayor intensidad para friccionar, para anticipar, para que ellos no jueguen con comodidad. Y creo que sí, a partir del minuto 30 empezamos a crecer con no tanta profundidad. Y ya el segundo tiempo jugamos un partido como un equipo que entiende que tiene que venir a protagonizar y no a ser sparring.
I think the first 30 minutes we were too passive. We lacked the intensity to be aggressive enough to have the conflict to confront the true players. I think the last 15 minutes of the first half were a little bit better, but couldn't find the attacking space that we wanted to. But in the second half, we were a team that looked like we wanted to find the protagonism again.
The first goal that they scored on the Atlanta set piece, in those moments, and it's happened multiple times this season on attacking set pieces where the other team has been able to break, how do you want that to be played differently besides just better service?
En el primer gol de ellos que viene de una pelota parada de nosotros, como qué quieres ver en esas jugadas que ha pasado unas veces este año que el equipo puede armar una contra.
Y lo que me gustaría ver es una ejecución acorde, es decir, contra eso es muy difícil. Es cierto que después ahí tenemos dos opciones de recuperar la pelota, una a través de Saba, otra a través de Tristan, y ninguna de las dos veces pudimos recuperarla y ya después nos atacaron en superioridad numérica. Pero bueno, normalmente sucede que en una mala ejecución de pelota parada, muy probable que el rival te haga daño.
And what I'd like to see on those is just the right execution. I think, you know, that's one where we had two, after the free kick, we had two chances to recover the ball and didn't do it. First by Saba and another chance from Tristan. Yeah, what I'd like to see is good execution. Many times when you don't execute on a set piece, the other team is able to find an opportunity like that.
Just one more from me. Looking ahead to the final 20 games after the World Cup, what if you could put it down to one thing that you think needs to be better in this team to get better results, what would you like to see? What is it?
A ver,
sí, mirando a las bueno, a los partidos que quedan después del parón del Mundial, si podrías elegir alguna cosa que querías mejorar en el equipo, ¿qué sería?
Me gustaría no cometer tantos errores.
I'd like to not make so many mistakes.
Pretty short and succinct there to the final question. Tata Martino and Jason Longshore there at the post-match podium. Of course, Atlanta United falls today 2-0 to the Columbus Crew. When we come back, Madison Cruz, Abe Gordon, we will break down some of the thoughts of Tata as we head into this lengthy World Cup break in 5 minutes. The full-time report continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Full-time! This is the full-time report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz. Atlanta United falls 2-0 to Columbus. And a couple of things that we heard Tata Martino mention, Maddie, that we want to talk about. And the first thing is the first, 30 minutes of this match. The team was not, the word was aggressive enough, a little too passive in that moment. And like, I don't know if that's carryover from Tuesday and not wanting to go down early or what, but definitely for the first half hour of this match, you could see Columbus had more chances, was the better team early. And quite frankly, a response didn't feel like it came until after halftime for Atlanta United.
Yeah, and I agree with Tata and what he said too, in the sentiment as well. I mean, it did feel like that, especially with Columbus. Columbus had a lot of possession. I believe it was Mike that said, I think according to Opta, it was like 19% possession for Atlanta.
Yeah, at some point it was high 70%.
Yeah, it was a lot, and Columbus took control. And for Atlanta in that situation, it's one of those moments where, yes, Columbus has control here, but and you've been on that side of the situation a lot of times. You've had a lot of possession, a lot of control. Now you're on the opposite side. How do you find the ball? How do you disrupt that chaos? And they've done a good job with it this season, especially with counter-pressing and pressing in those situations, disrupting Columbus and not letting them do something. And they just didn't do that. They let Columbus kind of have those moments, and they just weren't aggressive enough.
And then the other thing that he mentioned was in their first goal, in which you had a free kick that was not ideal. But you had two opportunities after the free kick, and the execution there needs to be better. Of course, Saba on the first attempt to get the ball back didn't do enough. And then I would say Moyamba, just a half step behind it, just a half step too slow to prevent the continuing breakaway. And then it was 4-on-1, and that was a goal. But look, and you mentioned it pre-match. You mentioned it already today here in the full-time report. The first mistake cannot be followed up by a second mistake, third mistake, or if you don't want to call it a mistake, the lack of execution, a second and third attempt to get the ball away. And unfortunately, that's what we saw, and it did lead to a goal tonight.
It's one thing when we talk about mistakes in those situations, and I'm going to keep pulling back to a quote that Tata did say, because I do think it resonates completely. The first mistake is survivable. It's the collapse afterwards that's not. It follows everything that I think has happened, especially with those mistakes. They boil over, and when you don't handle it the first time, it just falls. It's a slippery slope. I mean, it's just.
And
it
I think
going.
This goal applies perfectly.
Absolutely.
I think when you look at
agree.
The free kick from Saba,
yes.
You're like, boy, not a good free kick. Certainly less than ideal. Didn't create a scoring opportunity for yourselves.
Yep.
But you could survive a bad free
yes.
kick. But the failure to win it back the first time, and mm-hmm. then the failure to prevent the breakaway the second time, and then it's off and running. And at that point, there's not much you can do when it's 4-on-1, even though you have some grass to
especially,
try and change
especially
it.
When you have a situation when you know in the sport and you know the team that you're playing against, how quickly they can transition off of a set piece. How many times have we seen goals when it's a corner coming in the attack, they're able to clear it out, and how quickly we've seen a breakaway and the other team's able to capitalize off of your set piece in that moment. And that's something that can't happen, especially defensively. You just got to make sure that you're not giving them the space, not giving them the time, and not giving them the numbers to be able to make that quick transition, especially on your set piece.
This was also a discussion, Maddie, you and I had early stages of the season when this team was just learning to play under Tata. And while I will say it about Saba in this moment, I know at times we have said it about Tristan Moyamba early in the season, and that is you have to take the foul to prevent the counter. And it had been a while since I thought a goal was scored, again, not specifically because of that, but that you can probably detail the ability of Atlanta United to absolutely stop a goal from being scored in the moments after if you take the foul. And I thought Saba had that opportunity. you need to pick up the yellow card at that point after the free kick was deflected. But he didn't take the foul. He went in to try and deflect with no foul, and then they build up from there. This was a moment where the risk of not fouling there is too great, and it was. It did eventually lead to a goal. But he's got to take the foul there. He's got to stop the play.
And when Tata's talking about it, too, I mean, the question that to Jason's third answer, I mean, was just straightforward. You don't want to see as many mistakes. And I feel like, especially in the last couple of matches, that's what we've talked about, especially when it comes to those goals. You look at Orlando, it is a perfect example of this situation. And those mistakes don't come from, you know, especially committing a foul when you need to. Sometimes it's just not tracking your man. It's not being where you need to be and making sure that you are aware of what's happening around you. And those are the mistakes that have led to a lot of those goals. And that's what needs to be cleaned up. You got to stop, like, especially in those situations and looking ahead to the second half of the season, that has to get better, especially when you need to collect a lot of points, especially looking at the playoffs.
Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they'll donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. 20 games remain. First 14, not a lot of clean sheets. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. Still got time to change that and add some dollar bills to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. When we come back, Maddie and I are going to take a look at some of the members of Atlanta United who are going to head off to the World Cup. We'll also try and hear from Tristan Mwemba. It's on the other side in Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.